Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And this week, all week, I'm going to be in conversation with my friend Mara Gleason. Mara is the co-founder of One Solution, a global initiative and international nonprofit dedicated to solving large-scale global issues by illuminating a new understanding of the mind. She has a master's degree from Columbia University, and it says on her book that she currently lives between Brooklyn and Oslo with her husband and co-director of One Solution, Eric, but actually, I'm going to the wedding. They're not married quite yet. We'll be talking throughout the week about Mara's book, One Thought Changes Everything. And in today's episode, in fact, we talk specifically about what it means to say that one thought changes everything. So, Mara, the title of the book, One Thought Changes Everything, the first, even though I know better, the first thought I had when I read it is, what's the thought? Right? So can you maybe tell us a little bit about what you mean when you talk about one thought changes everything?
Yeah. Well, it's, I have to be transparent. It's not my phrase. It was something I heard Sydney Banks say years ago. It might even be in one of his books. I can't really keep track anymore, but I love the simplicity of that as a statement, and it's been a journey of realizing that as a truth and seeing that deeper and deeper in different moments in my life and career. And it's not the thought, right? It's not that, you know, one happy thought. I actually saw after I published the book that almost like a month before my book came out, some other book came out called One Positive Thought Changes Everything.
Damn it, they clarified.
Yeah. But I don't even mean one positive thought. I don't mean any kind of specific kind of thought. I just found it fascinating that when I learned about the principles behind the human experience, it became clear to me that we are not experiencing an external independent reality. We're experiencing our own moment-to-moment version of reality via the power of thought. So the idea that any situation I'm in, any feeling I'm in, any sense of myself, my identity, my purpose in the world, anything, everything comes from the mind and comes from thought in the moment. And I've experienced firsthand, and then I've also watched other human beings and my clients and the stories that I share in the book, watch them experience firsthand that literally one new thought can change your entire idea of what's happening in the world. It can change your entire feeling state. It can change your notion of yourself in a moment. I share in the story about, in the book, a story of when I had my first insight that my entire childhood story I had about my relationship with my father had come from one way of thinking about him. And when I saw that for what it was like it dissolved in thin air, and I felt my childhood rewrite itself.
Yeah.
In the flash of a moment. And it was crazy. And I don't know, Michael, if you were there in a conference once where I shared this story, but after I had a new thought about my relationship with my father and my childhood, I then later watched a series of home videos from my childhood and was completely blown away by how different it looked.
Wow.
Because my thought had changed. It kind of blew my mind. It was like, so I just rewrote my own history because I had a new thought. Like it was.
Well, but like you didn't even do it. Your history rewrote itself when the new thought came.
Yes.
Which does beg the question, okay, where do I get one of these? I'd like a new thought, please.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's so, I don't even know how to describe it, but I kind of invite people in the book to just sort of allow the shift in understanding that I'm pointing to happen to them. Mm. Because as frustrating as it is for human beings, I don't think it's something we can intentionally manually do. But you know, my observation is that you kind of point in a direction and kind of allow yourself to get reflective about, is it possible that my experience of reality comes from my mind? Is it possible? And the more I've looked in that direction, new thoughts have happened to me. I haven't made them happen to myself.
Well, I have something similar to that. Before I came across the principles, and we'll talk about that in a second, but I remember reading in A Course in Miracles a prayer that was, help me see this differently. And I noticed that every time I did that, every time I said that prayer, I would get a new thought, and it would look different. And it was weird. It was like so spookily reliable, I wouldn't use it. I didn't want to like wear out the batteries or something, because I didn't understand that, no, this is just how it works. But it sounds similar in the sense of, it's almost just opening up to the possibility that allows it to happen.
Yes. It's so interesting you say that, because I really recently had an experience of that with Adic. We were talking about something to do with One Solution and a project we've been working on, and out of my own innocent enthusiasm for it, I had been getting quite controlling.
Yeah.
Bluntly and humbly. And I remember in the conversation where he was basically asking me to chill the F out and stop being so controlling, I had this pause where I was like, I don't know how to do that. And I realized in that moment, because my thinking about this project looked so real.
Yeah.
And I realized what he was asking me to do wasn't possible in the reality that I was creating about it. So in this moment, I kind of just sort of, like you're talking about it, stepped away from it and was like, yeah, I don't know what that would look like, but I'm interested. And I said to him, I said, but I want to, and can you help me? And it was interesting because he didn't help me specifically, but just my kind of willingness to see that, yeah, you're right. Me having a new thought about this would change it, and that would be a good idea. And it was really cool because about 2 days later, exactly what I needed to see about it, that change in thought happened to me. I didn't show up 2 days later, but it did.
Well, what I'm hearing in that, and it's something I recognize again for me, but also for my clients, is that we talk about it as one thought changes everything, but actually what happens is you get a new reality. Mm-hmm. So you're not really looking for a new thought in a sense, but what you're really kind of saying is, hey, I don't like this reality. Can I have another, please? And in fact, yes, you can.
Yes.
Bizarrely, you actually can. And it'll probably be delivered 48 to 72 hours if you have Amazon Prime. It'll be.
Right. Well, not to go back to, that was what struck me about that phrase when I first heard Sid Banks say it, is it's so simple. And I've discovered it to be true. And what a relief, because I think so much of what's out there is touting something much more complex and much less hopeful about the human experience. And yet this was just so, yeah, one thought. And how long does that take? I don't know, a millisecond when it happens. And who wouldn't want to know that potential for our reality and our experience of life to change could be that simple?
You can order copies of One Thought Changes Everything on your local Amazon, and you can learn more about Mara and the work she does at onesolutionglobal.org. In the next part of our conversation, we'll be exploring what this larger energy that we're all a part of is, and Mara will be sharing an experience. The episode is called Being Mugged by God. Until then, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.